Great Lakes governors and Canadian provincial leaders agreed to the compact nearly 2 years ago. Lawmakers in Minnesota and Illinois have approved the deal, and legislation is pending in all the other Great Lakes states except Wisconsin. Wisconsin mayors and local officials gathered in three cities yesterday to say it's time to introduce and pass a measure in Madison. New Berlin straddles the Great Lakes Basin, already gets some water from Lake Michigan, and is seeking more for part of the city outside of the basin. Mayor Jack Chiovitero says he'd like an agreement.
I have a health and safety issue I'm trying to take care of right now. This is a valuable resource that needs to be taken care of, and needs to be taken care of quickly, because the more we wait, the more we stall, the more time it goes by.
There are several disagreements between supporters and critics of the compact, including whether just one governor should be able to block a large-scale water diversion. Mayor Chiovitero says he'd hate to see Wisconsin pass something that would then have to go back to other states. But Republican State Senator Mary Lozick, who represents New Berlin, doesn't like the one governor veto.
You know, any governor can object, and when that governor objects, it becomes a court battle, and it's going to be a very expensive court battle. I mean, this legislation is make work for public sector attorneys and private sector attorneys.
Lozick says she hopes to work with some lawmakers in Ohio who also have concerns about the Great Lakes Compact. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.